Thank you all for coming here today. My name is Carrie Howell. I'm the Assistant Director of the Wellness Program. If you did not get a TheraBand or a handout on your way out, please make sure that you put your net ID or your address, and I will get you one, campus mail or through regular mail. When we get to that portion of the workshop, you'll be sharing those so that everyone will get a chance to be able to use those when we get to that portion. So thank you all for coming. We're very excited on behalf of the Wellness Program to work collaboratively throughout each year with Gannett Physical Therapy. And we're very excited specifically today to be able to offer a workshop in conjunction with them on forward neck posture and ways to prevent and correct that. Much of our time now is spent at desks. We're working on computers or other gadgets, and we're starting to develop this forward neck posture for many reasons. So, without further ado, I would like you to give a warm welcome to Susan Geisler and Peter Abbott, physical therapists from Gannett Physical Therapy.
Well, we'd like to thank Gary for having us here today and for everybody showing up. We really want to make this more of a lab session and not sitting too long and interactive. So, as the title says, Posturally Speaking, the Exercises Behind the Science. There was a previous lecture done on sitting posture and neck pain that some of you may have heard, and then I know there's been ergonomic training. So we're going to briefly go over all of that, but what can you do at your desk? What can you do during the day? What things can you do at home to enhance the strain so you don't have to think so much at your desk? And we're all guilty of this. And at the end of the day, so we're going to go over a lot of that. So Peter will start with a quick little thing on posture and postural corrections.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming. I just wanted to touch base a little bit about anatomy briefly because everyone always asks about it. It's nice to see a model. It kind of gives you a little bit of a picture, makes sense when you see it. So as humans, we're designed to have a nice upright postural position. And what that does, curves in the spine, it allows some loading. It helps us absorb the impacts of work and daily life. We're always in a constant tug of war with work and gravity and our positioning to pull us out of those nice protective curves that were designed to be there. And the problem with that is that you have the vertebrae, the bones, stacked on top of one another, the disc in between. They're designed to be loaded symmetrically, and that way we're protected. We're absorbing impact, it's being transferred all the way down through the spine. More tissue there, taking the load, the better. When we unload or when we offload it, we're loaded asymmetrically and we start slouching and all get in that forward position. We're all guilty of it. What happens is you start loading asymmetrically. Now structures are taking more load than they're designed to take. And over time, it can become a problem. The bone will change and then you actually get top of these stuck like this in this position. You can see bony changes on x-rays as people age, either not only because of some osteoporosis, but also from positioning and posture. So it's important to maintain that position. The discs in between have a gel or a soft, squishy interior, and it moves. When you move, if you bend forward, the disc kind of squishes backwards. If you bend backwards, it squishes forward. It's kind of like having a wet bar soap between your hands. If you push on one end, it kind of pushes back the other way. So if you're always forward to some degree, there's always a chance to migrate that disc material backwards enough that you can create a little bit of a pressure ridge, and there are receptors in the edge of the disc, and that can give you back pain alone. If it bulges back far enough where it bumps into a nerve root, it can give you sciatica or leg symptoms. Or if it's in the cervical spine, it can give you arm symptoms. Or in the thoracic spine, it can give you rib or chest symptoms. So we want to avoid that at all possible. So posture is the key behind that. First thing you want to do is recognize whether you're upright or not. And the key is what we teach is slouch over correctly. So in a standing position, Slouching, it's very easy. We all tend to slouch if we don't recognize it. But if you over-slouch, now you know that you're slouching. And you want to overcorrect. When you overcorrect, you want to arch your back, pull your shoulders back, and your head and neck to the point where it hurts. It's a little uncomfortable. And then take it off just a notch. And it'll feel weird at first. It'll feel like you're walking around pushing your chest out. It's but you're not. The best way to believe me about this is go into the bathroom where there's a mirror. You stand next to it sideways. Don't look in the mirror. Go ahead and just get your normal stance or position. And then turn and look and see where you are. I guarantee your head's forward. It just pulls a second. And then do your little slouch over crack, and then look over your shoulder again. And it's not this. It's actually just upright. So that's a good way to do that, to check your posture. You can do it sitting as well. And we spend a lot of our time sitting, and as a result, we tend to curl ourselves into a little bit of a ball, and the head goes forward. It puts a lot of strain. So seated, head will stay out of the way. Very much, very appreciate it. So when you sit, I know that went over this in the previous lecture, but sitting, ideally you want at least your hips a little bit above 90 degrees with your knees. 90 or above makes it a little bit more consistency. And this chair is not too bad, it fits pretty well. Just a little bit above 90, not bad. If you're lower than that, the tendency is for you to round your back out. It's like sitting on a low bucket. It's difficult to maintain an arch. If you're sitting in a chair that doesn't allow you to change, a good way to fight that, or if you're sitting on a bench, like going to the basketball game or one of the kids' games, it's terrible to sit on a bleacher for 2 hours or three, or it's wrestling all day. So, go ahead and I'll let you scooch forward and sit right on the edge. And by sitting on the edge, if you drop one knee, go ahead and can you bring your left foot? You see what happens to the back? As soon as you drop a foot, and now drop the other foot. It promotes a little bit of an arch in the back. Because when one leg's in front of the other, that spine goes into a lordotic or arch position, and it's a little bit easier to maintain. So if you sit on the edge of the bleach or on the edge of the chair that has a terrible back, or a big, soft, squishy couch that you kind of collapse into, you can combat that by sitting on the edge and alternating every once in a while. Just drop the leg a little bit. Much better. Now when you're sitting, I'm going to have you try slouch over correct in the seated position as well. So go ahead and I'll just slouch. Good. Yeah, it feels so good. But now go ahead and arch. To the point where it hurts. You come on, just arch. So it doesn't look exaggerated. It does when you first... It feels exaggerated, exactly. And that's where the exercise, as we move forward, are going to help you so it doesn't feel as exaggerated because the tissues are not used to being there. The muscles aren't used to being holding you upright, the spine isn't used to being there, and it'll get more natural as you do more. Now, the other way you can make the chair a little bit more comfortable is using lumbar rolls, which are a commercial product. They come in half rolls and full rolls. Or you can just take a towel, roll it up, and duct tape it. The problem is that every chair is different, and every person's different. So even chairs that have lumbar supports built into them, oftentimes they won't provide that level of support where you need it. Even if it's adjustable, it may not go far enough out to get to you. Or if the seat pan is too deep, and you go ahead and scooch back, the seat pan fits well. Back of your knees is open. But some chairs are very deep, and you hit the back of your knee before you get to the back of the chair. In that case, you can't use the seat pan, so you have to bring the chair to you rather than you go back to the chair and slouch it. So with the lumbar roll, the way you use this, you scooch all the way back. Good. So you scooch all the way back to the point where you almost feel like you're sitting on the back of the chair. Then you lean forward without losing contact, and you have to wedge it in there. And you want it lower than you think. Now go ahead and come on with it. How's it feel? Yeah, not so bad. Yeah, you're supposed to sit. So even when it's in a good position, it'll feel like someone's putting a hand in the small of your back, pushing you upright. And oftentimes, the upper part of your back won't even touch the chair. And that's okay. You're balanced. You're like that spine is nice and upright. Everything's equally distributed. And you'll be more comfortable there. Have to get used to it, of course. But even then, even when you're sitting comfortably, 15, 20 minutes moves along, get up, move, change your position. Do not sit there longer than that. What will happen is those postural muscles are designed to work all day long. They're also designed to turn on and off. And even if you're in a good position and you're good and strong, eventually you're going to start slouching. So to combat that, get up, move your files, do things in your office, you have to get up. Instead of running, zipping off an email, go down the hallway and talk to someone. So change your position, and that'll help too. So that is the caution. I'll hand off this.
So sitting here now, think of your position here at work, the things you do at home. What are some of the contributing factors bring on neck pain or bring on that forward or head that you do every day? What are some of
The phone.
The phone. Very good. So how many have smartphones, iPhones, iPads? How many of us do this?
Yeah.
Or what's the other typical thing? Okay? What if you're looking up a recipe to cook for at night? How little is that recipe? I think I got my iPad a year ago, and I was saying, why is my neck always hurting? I realized I'm on my iPad. I'm on the couch. Awful postures. Not something that I even do all day, but terrible things. So Peter talked about correct sitting, but what about, so Bruce was going to work on this right here. Think of that on your laptop. I can't tell you how many students come to us with neck pain and say, neck is just killing me, I'm always tight. I say, well, where do you study? Well, in my bed or on the floor with my laptop. So even young necks in a prolonged position get this. Think about your car, the car seat. And Peter talked about sitting and so forth. And then we're driving along into it, or you're upset. All these things happen to us day after day after day. Game systems. I don't know how many people are on game systems, but you have a controller and you're trying to fight and everybody, so all these things. And the one that's hit me this year is obviously aging eyes. If I don't wear my contacts and I wear my glasses, which are bifocal, I'm a mess. Because we're on computers and electronic health records all day, and I have the big monitor, so I'm like this because I can't see. So, again, those are all things that we do. So what can we do? What can we do to prevent this? And I know that's the big topic. Number one is retractions, 10 of them every 2 hours. How many here have been taught that or know that? Anybody? Okay. And why do we want to do the cervical retractions or the neck retractions? So we go into a forward posture, and as Peter said, all of this changes. You have soft tissue changes, bony changes, and so forth. So a retraction is just to correct this. So first you want to get your correct posture, slouch over, correct. Okay. And you still, even in this, if Ruth could be sitting here and put her hands up, and she still could go, right? She could still be pretty decent. So with a cervical retraction, everybody pretend that your chin is on a shelf, okay, or a windowsill. You don't want to be up, you don't want to be down, just level. And I always talk about like a little marionette that you would have a string and somebody's just going to retract your chin right in and then out. So just level, and everybody try that now. Just a level position and retract in. And you may feel a stretch all the way up. You may feel it also go down, okay? But can you see how it corrects? It brings your ear over your shoulder, and it takes away that.
Why do you correct the double chin?
That's the next question. That's a little bit of a Okay, so everybody try that now. You don't even have to put your, keep it level, and you can actually, if you feel you want a little overstretch, use your fingers, and do a little overstretch. And you should feel that going up. So we say to do those, as it says on your sheet, 10 every couple hours. Why? What are you trying to do? Change that prolonged forward head posture. So it's, again, it's a postural relief throughout the day is what you can do. Okay, Peter already mentioned it. How many of us don't get up? But be honest. How many of us don't get up every 15 to 20 minutes? You're working on a report, you get trying to get something done, you're really involved. What if you have a mouse and your hand is here all the time? What does that even add to? So then you go slump, you're out, you're forward, and you're clenching. And then you all of a sudden, how many of you ignore the pain that starts to kind of go and you get achy? Okay? So it doesn't take much to get up every 15, 20 minutes. There's those programs you can put on your computer that shut them down, and you have to get up. You have to move. Okay, what are our plans? Talk to somebody. Stretch or get up and do the exercises. Shoulder squeezes. Okay? Easy to do at your desk. Okay? But let's go bad posture. Good posture. So now we're gonna do a shoulder squeeze. Straight back. It still corrects her a little bit, but it won't feel as well or as comfortable. Okay, now I don't want you to go up. We're gonna just go straight back. So everybody try to keep your shoulders down, your chin in alignment, and just squeeze straight back. So you're just opening up the chest, okay? Again, you don't have to hold it for very long, breaking up that prolonged, rounded forward, hunched shoulder posture, okay? Now, this one I really like because we're all sitting there and we're like this. And everything's rounded, the shoulder blade or the scapula is up. So besides just going this, if you go up, back, and down, and try to, it's called depression of that shoulder blade or sliding it down. Doesn't that feel good? Because everything has been like this for so long, especially if you're on the mouse. Again, this is part of your getting up and moving and getting things out of that posture. So, straight back, and then back and down. So gliding back and down, almost sliding your shoulder blade down into rib cage. Okay? Questions on any of that? Peter's going to show a couple more to do at your desk.
So just four quick ones. We're giving you a lot of different exercises. You don't have to do every one. But you find a few that become your favorite. You just do them intermittently throughout the day. The next one is a W. How are you doing to make a W with your arms? Just stay up nice and tall and just pulling back, pinching your shoulder blades down the back, pulling your shoulders up, and relax. That's all. Very easy. W. Take them all. The other one. That's a pretty easy one. And stretching the shoulder especially, that's the best one. The next one is a shoulder shrug. And shoulder shrug, we're all used to doing shrugs, shrugging our shoulders. Well, like Susan said, we tend to get very trapped with upper trap, those muscles on top and down, and we tend to start raising our shoulders up and end up here and we don't even know why. So the shrug is important to get you out of that position. And what you do is you actively shrug up. So good upright position. The key is don't let your head come forward. When you shrug, the tendency to go ahead and go forward. So shrug up. And then when you come down, go down and back. Stretch it from the bottom. So you're getting the muscles that are not working all the time down below, pull the shoulder blades down, and as they do, you get a nice active stretch of the upper trapezius as they come down and back. It's a little different, but it's nice. Now, stretch for those same muscles, because they go from the base of your skull out to your shoulder. If you stretch them just standing in the space, just putting your head straight ahead, forward once again, if you want your head to try it coming out, and then just side bend, try to get that ear to your shoulder. But the trick is, if you're really tight, the shoulder blade's going to lift up on you. So you fix that by putting your arm behind your back. So that way it anchors that shoulder down, and then just a side bend. It's nice and easy. It tends to be, it might be much tighter on one side versus the other. Like Susan said, the mouse side tends to be the one that gets all these elbows.
Try your
both
without your arm and then with your arm.
And then if you want to add overpressure, you just take your opposite hand and help it over. Be very gentle, don't use a lot of force, it doesn't require much. Remember, stretching is important when you mix it up intermittently throughout the day, gently and cheerfully. You don't use too much force in 3 bouts.
And then you do it this way, forward head, now stretch. It doesn't feel very comfortable.
And the last one is just remember that your hands and your wrists take a lot of use and your elbows sitting on the keyboard forever. So it's just range of motion activities, just keep break up that constant position. Just rotating, it's called supination. Really roll, you feel a stretch on the inside of your elbows. Try to push the heel of your hands to the ceiling and then roll over the other way. You feel that the elbows are going. And then going back. Spend a lot of time in this position. But definitely going back. That's all, just once in a while. You can feel, I'll tighten your forearms again. Just stay in there.
And that's great for circulation, for the hands and the wrists and the forearms as well. Okay, so those are things that we can do every day at our desk. Pick a few, do them correct. But what do we want to do to help maintain this? Give us the strength so it becomes less of an effort to maintain good posture. So now is when we're going to show you some things to do at home. You can also do it in the office if you keep the band there. But to use the TheraBand, you can keep postural strengthening. So you're probably going to have you stand up, give some room, use the aisle, because you need some arm room and let the chair in.
Thumbs up position. And then keep keeping your head and chin back. You're just going to pull the band apart. It's a very small movement. Well, shoulders don't have a lot of external rotation available. What you want to do is make sure you pinch your shoulders and bring them down and back. And you feel this a little bit lower in the middle part of your back than your first exercise. It doesn't take much resistance. The nice part about this is that you get the rotator cuff as well.
Yeah.
So most people enjoy graphic sports. This is really good for your overhead sports. Yes, you can do it that way, certainly. So the question was, instead of having an upright position, because it's difficult to grip, or more comfortable, can you rotate your palm or supinate your hand up? Yes, you can do it that way as well. The key is just not to let the wrist break, so keep it nice and neutral, wherever you're comfortable. You can always put a loop in the band as well. Put your hands in the loop. That way you don't have to grip as tightly. The band is tiny sometimes.
And complain about the head if you're going to be your whole. Turn around and keep them neutral. And that might be much more critical when you're extending in here. But you want to feel it in through here. From through your shoulder.
That helps
you. That helps you by yourself. That one's got a few seconds. It seems much better. The next one is a low row. The low row on the back is an anchor. So what you do is you can throw this, you can put a knot in it, throw it over the top of the door, or you can tie it on your doorknob, or open the doorknob and close the door knob. So it's a big one. You can keep two ends free. I'm going to demonstrate, put that on the door. And I'm holding it. What you're going to do is keep your arms nice and straight, good posture position, and you're going to pull down into your side. Pinch your shoulder blades down and back, and come back up. So this is a longer arc movement than being your humble arm and shoulder. And just come down just to your hip, just to the seam in your pants. Simple press back. All you're going to do is get the band so it's pretty tight, put it in front of you, and just push against your legs. Pull down and back. Very small movement, but you're still using resistance.
Is that one, how do you do the down to back? Don't have any more down.
It's gonna be hard.
But you'll feel the intensity. Kick in.
Because those are the muscles. These muscles here prevent that. So it's the pulling back.
Other question?
Excuse me.
Any questions for me doing work, desk, oh,
my God.
Thank you. So we hope that helps. We hope it gives you some tools, particularly then, to work through the day so you don't go home always tense and tight and aching. It's a really nice thing if you are looking down for any reason for a long time, think about just doing the retractions and correcting that. I was sewing a button the other night, this is crazy, and I was doing it for a little bit, and all of a sudden, everything just started to seize up. So I just put it down and I did 10 retractions, and it was amazing. So it's little things that help a lot.
So, in these exercises that you're doing with a rubber band, is it three different sets of things, or are they all in with the same muscles? And you're working at 10 repetitions a day, or what are we talking about?
Well, they are geared a little bit at three different muscle groups.
Okay.
And there is some overlap. You don't have to do three sets of 10 of all three of them every day. The idea is to build up more repetitions, more endurance, so it carries over into the posture. So if you're 2 to 3 times a week.
Yes, 2 times a week, you're going to get a little bit stronger. Once a week, really intense, and maintain. So the nice thing about these exercises, you can do them with the band, progress them in the gym, you can use the cable column in the gym to perform these. You can even perform them in a prone position with dumbbells, your wrist plates, and they're all different versions of it. This is a nice, easy travel friendly type exercise. We do anyway.
And then one thing Peter said about the gym, and I don't want to step on these guys' toes or anything, but if you do go to the gym and you are doing different machines, think about the posture alignment we just talked about. If you're on the sitting on the row machine, are you pulling like this? Or are you maintaining that good neck? So we talked about desk and we talked about home, but it falls into everybody's domain. It's very critical that posture alignment and carry through on everything.
And I tell the patients all the time, if you're good about your posture 80 or 90% of the time, then your back, your neck will tolerate when you have to do something in the yard, or you have to grab something that's you just can't get on it in a good posture position. And if you treat everything like it weighs 400 pounds, you're not going to get hurt. But inevitably, grabbing, moving, if you're not aware of your position and you're in a hurry, that's when people come in Monday morning with all the stories of, yeah, just grab this bag of mulch. So just those things to remember, take away is posture.
Can we do with that laptop? Is it beneficial to put something underneath it so that we...
This isn't the most ideal, but so when we tell this to everybody, if you are on a laptop and your screen is down, raise the laptop up so, and this is not perfect for Gary either, but that it's on level and then purchase an external keyboard. Because putting her hands up here isn't going to help her either, but at least the eye level. So we always talk to raise it up or get an external monitor or something where you don't have. And I have the external monitor on my desk because it gets tiring on the laptop all day. It's hard to see.
What would you say about sitting cross-legged?
position for a long period of time. That has different issues. The tendency is if your hamstring or your curls a little tight, you can pull it over to the same crotch position. If you have enough flexibility, you can maintain a good upright position. The only consideration there is if causing behind the knee, there are a lot of structures, nerves, vessels, and you get some constriction there over time. But if you mix up and move your position, I wouldn't say, you know, don't do it.